Hello and welcome to this episode of Reddit Ramblings. This episode is on r/petty revenge, which is basically r/pro revenge but knocked down a peg. Enjoy. This one is called, Ex-Coworker Plays Stupid Games, Wins Stupid Prizes. There's a whole lot of backstory I won't get too deep into involving my ex-coworker, also ex-best friend, ex-roommate, and ex-bandmate, we'll call him Nick. Nick and I had a bit of a falling out involving him being a crappy friend and bandmate. We had been playing music together for about 7 years, and about 8 months ago, due to constant lying and terrible work ethic when it came to playing his instrument, I had enough and singled him out when I left the band for the fifth and final time. This was several months after I had moved out of his mom's place, however there was still the issue of working at the same gas station. I was Nick's relief typically one day a weekend. One day I go in to start my shift, he leaves 5 minutes early without saying a word and leaving me with a bunch of crap to take care of. Well, it turns out he had been telling my boss a whole mess of lies about me. One that stood out to me was that I said she was incompetent, which is something he would say constantly back when we lived together. Luckily she knew she could trust me and she told me everything, including the fact that he was in the middle of stealing beers from the cooler as he was saying all this crap about me. Sure, I'll play. I had an interview scheduled for the Monday following the next shift I relieved him from. Boss calls me 3 hours before I'm supposed to start. He's still drunk from the night before, forgot to mention he's a major alcoholic, she wants me to cover the rest of his shift and mine. Ha, cool. I get to work and she had sent him home a good 45 minutes before I had showed up. Boss explains everything, he had apparently tried taking store money on his way out even. I tell her I will cancel my interview right now if it means you don't have to worry about your employees stealing from you. She fired him the next day. He stops in 2 days later to pick up his final paycheck and says I was going to quit anyway. Not even a week later he complains about how he was being discriminated against. Ha. Huh. Sucks to suck. Edit. I know for a fact my boss would have had to keep him if I had gone through with leaving the job due to how short-staffed we were. My staying on the schedule was the reason she got rid of him. This story is called, Guest at Amusement Park Complains That Rides Are Too Short, I Give Him What He Wants. This was several years ago, I was 16 at the time. And I worked at Hershey Park Amusement Park. I was working at the pirate ship and running the ride whose pretty simple as it's pretty much automatic. Important later, the day is going pretty normal when I start hearing one of the guests complaining about how the line is too long for such a short ride. As the line progresses, he starts getting more vocal and agitated and starts taking it out on the ride attendant. These guys are the ones that make sure that there aren't too many people on the ride, meet height requirements and also have to clean the rides if someone gets sick while on the ride. Anyway, I call the attendant over and ask him if he's okay since the guest was really laying into him and he says that he is fine. I then apologize to him for what I'm about to do. As soon as I said it, he knew what was coming. So it's the enraged guest's turn to get on, we load the ride, but instead of running it on the automatic timer, I decide to give the guy exactly what he wanted and ran it manually, no timer. I ran the ride for 15 minutes straight. Sure enough, the jerk of the story violently throws up all over himself and his friend that was with him. Fortunately, with the exception of one other person, nobody was upset for running it so long and a few people even came over and thanked me for giving him what he deserved. This last story is called, Teacher Punishes the Class Unfairly, Class Clown Gets Revenge. When I was in 8th grade, the science teacher that taught my class was a horrible teacher and was very strict. One day, we were learning about how to use a microscope because we needed to know how to use it for the state science exam. My class had around 30 students and there were 7 tables of 4 or 5 kids. One table, while she was trying to show us how to use the microscope, would not stop disrupting, so she said, "If you don't stop disrupting, I'm gonna stop teaching and you are all going to have to come back at another time." Of course, the kids did not stop disrupting, so she made everyone in the class put away the microscopes. Flash forward to the next day, and in morning homeroom our PE teacher comes in and lets us know that our PE period for the day was cancelled and instead we would be going to science class. At my school, you had PE class 3 times a week and these were the consensus best periods of the week. So to hear that we all had to skip PE the day because a teacher decided to punish our whole class because of what a small portion of the class did was very upsetting. Now comes part 1 of the petty revenge. Right after we found out about this, the class clown jumps to action and suggests that we go to science class, but just sit there without saying a word for 40 minutes straight. Immediately, we were all on board. We decided to show up to class single file, in alphabetical order because she was always us to do this for no reason. We're waiting outside the classroom, waiting to be let in when she sees us lined up and says, "Very nice, please come in." We go inside and sit at our tables. She starts off by asking a question, not a single hand goes up. At this point, she is starting to realize what is happening and decides to try to wait us out. She sits at her desk and doesn't say anything. 40 minutes pass without a word from anyone except the occasional attempt from the teacher to get someone to talk. After that period, the day went as scheduled and nothing was said about it in any of our classes. That night is when part 2 of the petty revenge occurs. At around 6 p.m. that night, our entire class received an email from that teacher where she basically just spouted crap that amounted to, "You disrespected me and that's not okay." So the class clown jumps to action and decides to look through our district's education code and found the section about the rights and freedoms students had. He then screenshots that section and circles the line that basically read, "Students can say and do what they feel is right as long as it does not incite violence or hurt another student." We did not hear from that teacher for the rest of the night and there was no mention of it for the rest of the year from her. That is the end of this episode. Enjoy.